Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. A suicide bomb attack targeting an election rally in Pakistan has killed 120 people. Officials say over 100 others were injured in the blast in Balochistan. The Islamic State group said it carried out the attack. Ambarasan Etirajan reports.
More than 1,000 people had gathered for an election rally in Mustang town near the city of Quetta when the suicide bomber struck. Among those killed was a well-known provincial assembly candidate. Several people are said to be in critical condition. The bombing was the biggest attack in Pakistan in more than a year. Earlier, a bomb killed 4 people in the northern town of Bannu, striking the campaign convoy of another politician. The latest attacks were unexpected, as the Pakistani military had said militants had been cleared from Pakistan's troubled areas.
The former Prime Minister of Pakistan, Nawaz Sharif, has been arrested after returning to the country, where he faces a 10-year jail term for corruption. He flew into the city of Lahore, where hundreds of his supporters say they were detained to stop them from protesting. Soon after his arrest, Mr. Sharif and his daughter Maryam, who's also been sentenced in the same case, were taken to the capital, Islamabad, in a special plane. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets of central London in protest at President Trump's visit to Britain. While Mr. Trump was having tea at Windsor Castle with Queen Elizabeth, huge crowds of protesters filled Trafalgar Square in the capital, denouncing his policies. Robert Tuttle is a former US ambassador to the UK. He believes that the president's earlier meeting with the British Prime Minister Theresa May was worthwhile, despite his criticism of her and other European leaders during his trip.
He's taken some tough stances, especially on the contributions of countries in NATO. I think it sounds like that they had a very frank meeting, but overall a positive meeting. The alliance between the United States and the United Kingdom is only not only good for our two countries, but good for Europe and good for the rest of the world.
British police believe they have identified the source of the nerve agent which poisoned 2 people, one of them fatally, in southwest England last month. They say scientists have confirmed that a small bottle found in the home of one of the victims, Charlie Rowley, contained Novichok. Investigators do not believe Mr. Rowley and his partner, Dawn Sturgis, who died on Sunday, were deliberately targeted. Mr. Rowley is in a serious but stable condition in hospital. World News from the BBC.